Yeah. It's all about you. One time. I'm gonna say it's all about you.
All right, tell me what I'm supposed to be thinking about the Milwaukee Bucks. Is there one thing I'm
gonna remember? It's as simple as, like, listen, they know they're a good team.
Yeah.
Take it one game at a time. Let's get through it. Let's do it.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple.
No, it isn't, because you got Middleton.
Nah, no. That's what I said. We got to get through it.
Well, but
that's why it's not that simple.
Well, every game, the only thing I care about, I don't know when that'll change. It won't change in the first round. I'm not sure it'll change in the second round. I think they can win the second round, the second set of playoffs, without a healthy Middleton. But that's about it. So the most important thing to me, what's the most important thing as the Bucks enter the playoffs? Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. The health of Chris Middleton. I don't know what else is on the list. What else would be on the list? That's it?
Nothing. The health of Giannis.
Okay. Not worried about the health of Giannis. He's healthy.
You got to be worried about any injuries.
Okay.
You're talking about current injuries.
Yeah, because the current injuries, it's what's the most likely to occur? Chris Middleton's not 100%. Chris Middleton's not 100%. They ain't winning the championship.
Well, again, you could say there's three players you could say that about. They're not winning without Chris, Giannis, or Drew healthy.
I would agree, but okay. Those other two guys are healthy. We have to worry about anything
that happened in the playoffs. That's why you can't just say it's over. You got to say, man, we're in good shape right now, but we got to stay clean.
I never said it's over. I've never said that.
That's how you started the segment.
No, I said they're the favorite. That's a great position to be in. You are the one who said it was over, actually. I don't want to bring that up.
I said they're going to win.
They're going to win.
But I mean, basically saying, yes, they're the favorite.
But there was a time when Jordan was playing where you knew they were going to win. There was a time when Kobe and Shaq were together. You knew they were going to win. I don't care what anybody else said. I don't know the first time somebody
so
lost.
This is like that. You just know.
No, they're not. The Bucks are not at that level. That's my point.
Because
Middleton's hurt. If he was healthy, not sure.
To be clear, we don't really know. Well, again, I'm going to wait and see him. I got to see him out there.
No, we know he's not 100%.
Right now.
Correct.
But
we just
don't
know
play
how
right
long.
Now.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what he is right now.
Correct.
It only matters what he is Sunday.
Well, no, even beyond that. I mean, every time you test as to whether or not you think he can come back and be 100% at some point in the
playoffs. Like I said, I want to see if he's okay, if he's fully healthy, the first game you can assume that
that'd
he's going to
be
okay.
Awesome. Yes.
Well, yeah.
I don't think there's any way. There's no way Dr. Smith's going to give him 100%. Not a chance.
I just got to see him move. I got to see him move. He moves
and
with confidence.
The best thing about you is you will not play favorites.
No, I'm not playing favorites.
No.
It is what it is.
Yes. Yeah. That you want it to be this and it's the Bucks doesn't make any difference. Dr. Smith would analyze that player exactly the same as if he was playing for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. So I'm hoping he's good. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
That's right. But it's something to factor in. Limited right now. What did Zora say? Zora said limited right now.
Limited,
What else did you say?
That's all she pretty much said, limited.
Didn't hear anything that's at that low.
Mm.
Other than
limit is not good, but it's, still got some time.
Yes, there's a chance.
The healing is very weird.
If you were going to tell me.
I just don't like that he tweaked it recently.
Right.
It's so recent.
Yeah, if you were going to tell me he'll never be at 100% of the playoffs, I would enjoy the playoffs, but I would think they're not going to win. They cannot win without him getting to 100%. And there's I don't know what the percentage chance is of him getting to 100%. Seems like it's pretty good, but I have none.
You think he has to be 100 for him to win, huh?
Yeah, as you said, he's got to play with you talked about this. He's got to play without any reservation about.
But I'm saying, do you think Milton can be good enough to manage and help at 80%?
I'm going to defer to you on that.
Well, you want to say he's got to be 100.
I might change.
If you have any kind of movement in that.
If you would say whatever it is that he could do it with, then I'll accept
that. I think
that.
There's a percentage below 100 where he can still be enough of Chris Middleton that he can get some stuff done.
Okay, all right. Chef Ed, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
How's it going, Tony? How's it going, Adam Sandler? How you doing today?
Oh, wow. Adam Sandler. Waterboy?
Better than Bart
Starr.
You
got it, Tony. Waterboy.
Waterboy, the movie. Waterboy, the movie. Come on. Yeah. Homer. Homer doesn't get movie references, by the way.
I did, but I didn't get that one because I haven't had any water in the last hour.
So you do know the movie Waterboy.
I like the movie.
You can do it.
Movie. Terry Bradshaw's in that movie.
A lot of people in that movie.
Yes. Yeah, when it comes to the playoffs, guys, I think we could maybe even possibly rest Middleton until we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So we can get by until we have to face like,
Hold
Celtics.
On, hold
That's
on.
That's a long way,
Chef
bro.
Ed, let's Dr. Smith, what do you think?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
I think you can rest him through the first series.
First series I'm okay with.
All right. Yeah.
And that's even dangerous.
I mean,
yeah, but I think we can get by until we have to face
Are you saying not play him at all?
Yeah. That's
what it's no, happens. And he can't do that. That's
Why
totally
not?
Out of the question. Because he needs to get in shape, for one.
In a game shape. The practice doesn't
Correct. Play. He needs to get in game shape. He needs to get acclimated to playing in this
Chef,
type of atmosphere.
I'm glad you called in, but when it comes to basketball injuries, I'm going to go with the Hall of Famer over Chef
saying,
Ed. Now, when it comes to food, when it comes to food, you're the man. But listen to Dr. Smith.
All right, I'll take this one on the chin. Tony's right.
Chef, I mean, you really think they can just sit out and then all of a sudden come in Eastern Conference Finals and be like 100% going full bore?
Well,
you can't do that.
Well, maybe not totally set up, but play him sporadically. Play him, you know, not a lot of minutes.
Yeah, if you worry about using him too much, or how does the amount you use him factor into the chances of him being at close to 100%
again, that all depends on where he is. Like, he could get to a point where, like, you know, I'm at 85%, but that's all I'm going to get to. I'm not going to get any higher than that. So I got to be able to.
Would you be able to notice that watching him play?
That he's not absolutely 100?
Yeah.
I think if it's 85, it's going to be hard to see. I might be able to see it. Or if you're really looking at him, you know, because the problem is people watching TV, they're watching the ball. Like, if I just focus on Middleton, I could maybe pick up something.
All right. Chef Ed, thanks. 1-800-990-3776 for future reference. Next.